sit there. Looks like it's not going to happen. Okay. The last 10 lines on Sadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. How to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives you a list of cases where it's a Hezek Sheina Nikar. Because it's a Hezek Sheina Nikar, that's Truma V'nitmetz Chomes V'aval V'apesach Behemah V'nisav Debo Avera Matbea V'nipsal. All of these are Hezek Sheina Nikar. And because the Gemara Gittin says on Daf Nun Gimel, because we pass from the Hezek Sheina Nikar Lo Yishmei Hezek, and even with the Rabbanon, that if you metamim damen asach yechayiv, it's still loishmei hezek. Even with the Rabbanon, it's still loishmei hezek. It's a special knas that they said yechayiv. They never declared the hezek shem nika shmei hezek with the Rabbanon. It's still loishmei hezek. So therefore, it's not considered, the Rambam learns, therefore it's not considered a chepetz agnei b'shehuza. The Rambam learned that there were two din. We mentioned yesterday, one din, if the chepetz agzeila was nishtane, then the ganav is koined. Once the ganav is koineh, so he can't stick it. He can't stick the nigzal when it went down in value. He can't stick the nigzal and say harei shalof afanecha. It's not shalof. It's shalosh shal ganav. He was koineh b'shinim. But even in a situation, the Rambam says, but the ganav is not koineh b'shinim. But if the nignav would demand that the ganav would be obligated to return the object to him. But still, if the object was huzak, then the nignav has a right to say, I don't want to take back. You are a gazlan, and it was huzak tachas yadecha. I don't want to accept it back. So the Mishnah says these cases, if it's a hezek sheina nika, is not considered a chefet shehuzak. It's not considered a chefet shehuzak. And Tosfos didn't. The Rabbi is masik on the Rambam. Never heard of such a thing. That the gazlan is not kind of b'shinoi, but still it's a gzeila shehuzka, a chefet shehuzak. So you can't say arei shalach lefanecha. Two dinim. There be two cases where you're prevented from saying arei shalach lefanecha. One is if it's nishtane and the gazlan is kind, it's not shalach, it's shali. The other case is if it's huzak, so the Rabbit is masik. You never heard of that. The Tosfos also does not learn like the Rama. Tosfos learns the Gemara Gittin, a very strange pshat. Tosfos learns most of the Rishonim learn not like the Rama. If it would be huzak, then it's called nishtana. If it's not huzak, then it's not called nishtana. So how does it jive with all the Gemaras over here that in order to be called nishtana, you have to have a shina Hashem? Probably a major problem. So that's Rabbi Chanan touched on it. Gave a slight answer. So the Mishnah says, if he stole peres v'hir kivu, all the peres got rotten, yayin v'hechmitz, or he stole matbea v'nizdak, it got smashed. So that's either huzak according to the Rambam, or it's nishtan according to the other Rishonim. So you can't say harei shalach lefanecha. But if it's a matbea v'nipsal, chuma v'nitm, chamas haval ha-pes, it's a hezek shen iker. So since lav shmei hezek, so it's neither called a chefet shehuzak, Ramam Nars is called the Shinoi, that it should be kinda the Dashar Harishan. So what's the difference? How do you adjust in description? What's the difference between Abeh bin Nizdak and Abeh bin Ipsal? Nizdak means I stole the dollar bill and somehow it's ripped up into pieces. I stole the coin and someone smashed the coin. It's in tiny pieces. Nizdak, crack, the whole thing is ripped up. And in Abeh bin Ipsal means what? So that's the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yudit. So Rav Huna learns, Nifsal means paslasai malchus. The government declared that this is not legal tender anymore. I have a coin that's no longer accepted. The Fidina de Machus is no longer accepted. The status of Kesef, that's the Shach in Hilchas Ribis. What's it doing in Hilchas Ribis? He is the Tapai Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, Tzarek Zayin on the base. Tells you to look in Simon Kuf Samachay, in Yeridaya. Why doesn't it tell you which sif? Because there's only one sif in the whole Kuf Samachay. Kuf Samachay just quotes Dav Tzadik Zayin on the base. Just quotes these dinim here. And they're topics in the area of ribis. I lent you coins. I lent you 100 coins. And at the time that I lent it, each coin had such a weight of silver, 20 grams of silver. And now the government changed. The government said that all silver dollars have to have 21 grams of silver. And they don't accept that. They don't recognize the coins with the 20 grams of silver. So I have to pay back. I borrowed the $20. I have to pay back $20. I'm going to give them 20 extra grams of silver because each silver dollar has more silver in it. So the Gemara in the bottom of the daf, the Gemara tells you when is a problem, when is not a problem. You're giving back more silver. But the government declares that this is a dollar. So it doesn't matter the fact that you're giving back more silver. Everything in the world is divided into two categories. You have tiva and peira. You have kesef and shove kesef. So either everything that you can own, people are not, you can't be owned. If I own an eved, that's a shove kesef. If you own a behema, that's a shove kesef. So the halacha says, in kol ha-tarukulu shove kesef is ki kesef, and there are some exceptions to the rule. So the two of the exceptions to the rule appear on this daf. The two that are deraisa, the third one is only derabanan. The one din deraisa is pidyon ma'aser sheni. You can only make pidyon ma'aser sheni on kesef. You can't make pidyon ma'aser sheni on shove kesef. That's a shaila. Let's say a person comes back from Eretz Yisrael and he has an Israeli coin that he used all year long in Eretz Yisrael to be paid in Ma'aser Sheni. Can he use it here in America? So the Gemara seems to say that no. Or quotes a brisa that it has to be recognized by the government here. Here, Tana Rabbanan, by the tiny letter Dalet. Ein mechalim amoah shal kan mehem bebovel shabovel vehen kan. The brisa, the Tanoim, most of the Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Khan means Eretz Yisrael. Khan means Yerushalayim digger money. You can't be paid in Ma'aser Sheni on Israeli money if the money is in Bavel, or in Babylonian money if the Babylonian money is in Eretz Yisrael. It's only considered kesef in the wrong medina. It's called shavu kesef. It's only considered kesef in that country where it's recognized by the government as legal tender. So Israeli money in Eretz Yisrael is called kesef. Bubble money in bubble is called kesef. American money in America is called kesef. If it's Israeli money in America, it's not yotze b'etzos, it's not legal tender, it's not recognized. So it's not considered kesef. So the brisa says you can't be paid in my shein. Shadis, where does the... how do you decide which country counts to determine whether it's considered kesef? So there are three logical possibilities. One possibility is, where are the Paris Ma'aser Sheni? If the Paris Ma'aser Sheni are in America, then you need American money. If the Paris Ma'aser Sheni are in Eretz Yisrael, then you need Israeli money. Or you could say, no, it depends on where the money is. If the money is in Eretz Yisrael, then it has to be Israeli money. Money is in America, it has to be American money. Or you can say, it depends where the person is, where the person is being paid it is. So Rashi tells you right off the bat, Rashi did my maskalei mechalim on Sarik Zayin base. Where the Paris are is Lamala or Lamurid. That does not determine. The only condition is, a Paris lo shanilon, kalhecha disneu, yochel lechalon. It doesn't matter where the Paris are, that's irrelevant. As long as provided the hen chutz li Yerushalayim. If the Paris are in Yerushalayim, then there's no pinyon. That's a different story. Because it says in the Pasuk, yirchak mimcha makam, berichuk makam. You can only be paid in Ma'aser Sheni, berichuk makam. Berichuk makam means one step, psiachos chutz li Yerushalayim. You can only be paid a chutz Yerushalayim. So that's why Rashi, all the Rishonim agree to that. That where the Paris are is irrelevant. That's not Koveya. So what is Koveya? So the Pashtus in the Braisa, as it's quoted in the Gemara, it goes where the money is. Tana Rabban Chal Moshal Kan Hem Bal Shal Bal Hem Kan. The Braisa, the way we read it, that's the Girsas Arayvid in the Braisa. Depends where the money is. If the money is in New York, it has to be American money. The money is in Eretz Yisrael, it should be Israeli money. So the Rambam must have had a different Girsa. The Rambam writes over here, it depends where the Odom is, where the Poda is. You can have a situation that the man is in London, and the money is in America, and the Paris Ma'aser Sheni are in Eretz Yisrael. So where the Paris are, that's all the Rishonim are asking, that's irrelevant. What determines which Moes you have to use, the Rambam stands alone. The Rambam had the Girsa that it depends where the Odom HaPoida is. And you're judging, because he's doing the Pidyon. You have to judge from his perspective. And the Ravid had the Girsa like we have in the Gemara. Rashi's Girsa, the way it says in all the editions of Gemara, depends where the money is. So this whole topic, is all the whole discussion is all based on the premise. That's what the Shach points out there, in Kuv Samachay. That we follow Dina de Malchusa. The government of every country determines what's legal tender in that country. The Israeli government can't pass them that their Israeli shekel is called legal tender in America. They're not the balabatim to pass them even for America. So the government in every country determines what's kesef and what's shavu kesef. And that has ramifications for mitzvah satorah. The pinyon ma'aser sheni can only be on kesef. And then the other din that Tosis points out is the machzis ha-shekel. It can only be the Tosis, the little Tosis. Sheyuhu kalam mo'as yotzim Yerushalayim. They made a takana, Zman Abayis, it says, they made a takana that in Yerushalayim, all currencies should be considered legal tender. If a person shops in a store, now that there is no such law, it's not bizman abayis, bizman azeh. But bizman abayis, not a law. If you go shopping in a store and you give him Chinese money, you give him American money, you give him Japanese money, whatever, Russian money, he has to accept it. All the currency should be considered, he has to accept it for whatever it's worth. He doesn't have to accept it as $100, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you have to accept it. Now, Din HaMachlokes, I think they're not allowed to take American money. You have to exchange your American money by money exchanger and pay for your shopping with Israeli money. But Bizman Abayis, the main such takonis of Tosfos, says the reason why, time on the forest, Masech HaShkolim. It says why? Because in order to fulfill the mitzvah, Mavtza Shekel, you have to give Davki Kesef. That's the Gemara and Choyrus on the afternoon base. You can't be Yotze Mavtza Shekel by giving Shoveh Kesef. You have to give Davki Kesef. So there are going to be people coming to Eretz Yisrael who are going to be giving, they come touring from America, from England, from Russia, from Hungary, from China, from Japan, there are Jews all over the world. But they're all going to come, they want to give their machza shekel. So each one is going to have his own money. So you're going to say, well, go to the bank and exchange your money and give Israeli money. So that's what Tosfos says, Pshat and Gemara. His kina, they made a takana, she call our mercy, Eretz Yerushalayim, the government. The Rabbanim wanted to make this takana that whoever, all the tourists that come to Eretz Yisrael should be able to fulfill the mitzvah machza shekel without going into the bank, without having to go into the bank. Made a takana that the Israeli government should recognize as legal tender all currencies for whatever their value is. So that's the Shach points out in Kuf Samach in Yeridaya. Even though there's a machlokes in the Yenuch, Hashem Mishpat, how far do you go with Dina, the machlokes of Dina? Is it only with respect to taxation? Well, let's say the government built the bridge, George Washington Bridge, and they keep on collecting the Yenuchot. Because they have to pay for the upkeep of the bridge, for the improvement of the bridge, protecting the bridge from terrorists, whatever. So you have to pay the government, so that's like a tax. Highway tolls. So the government, you only say dina machlokes dina with respect to parking tickets and driving violations, those taxation, those laws. Or they even say dina machlokes dina that the whole system of law is binding whenever there's a non-Jew involved. Whenever both parties are Jewish, of course the secular laws don't apply. That says in Shulchan Aruch, the Tshuva Sarajma says, otherwise we can take the whole public and throw it in the garbage. We have the whole Chesh Mishpat. We don't follow secular law. So that's a machlekes where the din of the machusa applies when the government instituted laws. So whenever one of the parties involved is a non-Jew, so do you automatically follow the din of machusa? We pass and yes. But in Chesh Mishpat, there are two opinions about that. So the Shach in Kuf Samachen Yeridei quotes from the Bala Trumas that even if one should assume that din of machusa is very restricted, very limited, and it doesn't apply to other laws, only to taxation, collecting tolls and penalties and so on, but with respect to declaring what's matbeya, what's kesef, what's shavu kesef, that's the ABC, of course. That depends on the government. Of course it depends on din HaMachlokes. So that's why the Gemara has this whole discussion. The government of any given country has to determine what's kesef and what's shavu kesef, what's legal tender, what's not. And based on that determination, we will know what you can use to be paid a ma'aser shem. So the American government does not recognize the shekel, Israeli shekel, as legal tender. So the pashtus is, if the person is in America with Israeli money, he can't be paid the money, and the person are in New York. So I'm sure he can't be paid with Israeli money. Ramah holds it depends where the person is, and the other gears, and most of the Mishnah say, depends where the money is. Usually it's in the same place. Anyway, that's all on this daf. The next daf has on Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph 10 lines from the top. Rava quotes a din. Cannot be paid to my Sheni if the money is in a Beshusai. What does that mean? Let's say I had a sack of $1,000 of cash, American cash. And somebody stole the sack. I come in, I went to Dav Mincha, I come in 15 minutes later. The sack of money is stolen. Looking, can't find the money. So I make it's a Jewish institution. Someone stole the money. I know it's a Jew has it. So I make an announcement. I happen to have a lot of Ma'aser Sheni. I have $100 worth of Ma'aser Sheni. I'm hereby putting the Ma'aser Sheni on the money. And I announced it so the Ganav will know that he can't use the money. Religious Ganav, he can't use the money. It's Ma'aser Sheni. So the Mishnah says that's a Mishnah, Ma'aser Sheni. He cannot be putting the Ma'aser Sheni on money which is Shaloi Veinu B'Shusai. Just like we pass like Rabbi Yechan, you should have quoted this and that sugya. Machlokes Rabbi Yechan, Mishlokish, and it was a machlokes Satanoim. Is there a chisaron if the thing is ain't a b'shusa? If something you should leave ain't a b'shusa, do I have full bialis or is it incomplete bialis? So we pass like Rabbi Yechan and that it's incomplete bialis. So Gemara says, this is a Mishnah though. If the money is ain't a b'shusa, so I cannot be, we pass and you cannot be makdish, you cannot sell it, and you cannot use the money to be paid in Maisa Shein. Even if one would have held like Rish Lakish, like the other Tanoim, that there is nothing incomplete about Eina B'shusa, but the Gemara says here, and Maisa Sheni is different. That's how the Gemara says. Oh, my Rabbi, Shaini, Lina Maisa Sheni, the Bina Motze Biodecha. The Rahmana Omer, Vitzata Kesef, Biodecha. Since it says Biodecha, so everybody agrees that it has to be B'shusa. Even Rish Lakish will agree. That's why the Gemara didn't quote this Mishnah. They really should have quoted this, and they had that whole Sugan, Daf Samaches, Samachtes. But if they would have quoted the Mishnah, you can't be paid them by Sisheni on the money, which is Eina B'shusay, it could have been Decha that that doesn't apply in Kolotar Kula. Shiny by Sisheni, because it says it's at HaKesav Yadech. So then the Gemara has this, then you get to a different point. So the Gemara has it in, let's say, I own money, but I have no access to the money. The money is at this inner city, and the city is under siege by an army. I don't know if I'll ever see the money again. So even though they didn't yet destroy, they didn't burn down the whole city yet, they didn't destroy everything, they didn't take the money yet, I just know the city is under siege. The money is Bahar HaMelech. Bahar HaMelech is surrounded with Roman soldiers and I just can't get to it. So then the Gemara quotes a brisa here. That's also like Eina B'shusa. So you have no access to it. So you can't use it to be paid in my sashim. So this is a special din. If the money fell into the yam, not for kiso the yam agadol, even if you can see the money, you can't be paid a ma'aser. It doesn't have to correspond to the dinim of Eina B'shusa Gzela. Let's say the Ritva said in Bav Metzia a few times that if I have something which is lost, an aveda, that is called b'shusa. Only a gzela is called Eina B'shusa because the gazan has kinyan gzela. If it will be an aveda, nobody has a kinyan zela on it, so aveda is called b'shusa. But over here for this din, even an aveda is called Eina B'shusa. This is a special din. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan, this mishnah machalim al moed she'ena b'shusa is not identical with his din of shaloi ve'ena b'shusa. This is a special din because it says v'tzata kesed bi'odech. The money has to be motzei bi'odech. So even if it's a ovud, not for kisa v'yam agor, and he can see where it is. You can see, just has to spend money to get someone to drive down and get it. So that's already called not b'shusa. So here the Gemara has this machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda on the last 10 lines on Tzarek Zayin and Aleph. The Mishnah drew a distinction: when can the ganav say harei shalach lefanach and when not? So if the ganeva was loy nishtana, and Rambam was lo huzak. The loy nishtana, neither huzak nor nishtana. So then the ganav is able to say haresh alach lefanachem. So if there's a hesedim, what's the gist of the Mishnah? The way the Gemara points out there in Gittin Daf Nun Gimel, if you have a hezekaniker is called chayfet shehuzak. According to Tosfos, it's called chayfet shenishtana. So you can't say haresh alach lefanachem. But if it's a hezek she'ena niker, if it's only a hezek she'ena niker, so then the Mishnah says lav shmei hezek. It's not a shina, it's not a hezek, then you can't say haresh alach lefanach. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, what if I stole certain coins and the government declared that this is no longer legal tender? The coins were silver dollars from years ago, and each silver dollar, let's say, has 20, I think each one has 24 grams. You used to have 24 grams of pure silver. And now the government declares these are not acceptable. Each silver dollar has to have 25 grams. 23 grams. They say the old silver dollars are not acceptable anymore as legal tender. Paslosai Hamalchus, the government declares no longer, or let's say, when you had the Russian Revolution. So whatever coins the Tsar had before, so when the Russians took over, so they minted different coins, they declared that that's not acceptable at all. Or Bar Kokhba. Bar Kokhba was minting coins. Bar Kokhba minted, Bar Kokhba thought he was the king, so he was minting coins. And then the Romans killed him. That was the end of Bar Kokhba. So if someone has Bar Kokhba coins, so So that's not that's no longer considered a legal tenant. So that's a shaila. If it's paslosa hamalchus, the government declares that it's no longer acceptable. Is that called a hezek niker? Is that called a hezek shena niker? If the matbeh was smashed, or the dollar bill was torn, ripped up into pieces, so that's a hezek aniker. Matbeh v'nizdak. So Rav Huna says nizdak has to be nizdak mamish, physically broken. But if it's paslosa malchus, if the government declares that it's no longer recognized, it's no longer acceptable as legal tender, so he considers that a hezek shena niker. Nothing changed on the coin. The government declares, the other government declares, no. But that's a hezek shena niker. And Rav Yehuda disagrees and he says, what are you talking about? That's a hezek anika. Hezek shena niker heis, truma v'nitmeis, chomet shoval v'apesa, chosa b'ano, koinim are not allowed to eat it. Halachik, a halachik psul. But if it's a if it's something that's a mitzias, yes, can he go? He should person. I say, of course, this is not an acceptable coin. After the Russian Revolution, so we no longer accept the Tsar's coins. So that's a fundamental machlokes. How do you define hezek shena niker? Hezek shena niker means a halachic hezek as opposed to a hezek of mitzias. Or no, it means it has to be a physical hezek to the object as opposed to paslosa hamalchus. That's not a physical hezek to the chayfet. Government declares it's not acceptable. That's called hezek shena niker. So that's a fundamental machlokes here. Shaila: how do we paskin? So there is a shaila in general. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, how do you paskin? Okay. So choshe mishpat. There's a machlokes in mechaber the Rama. How do you paskin? Here there's a local consideration because on Amud Beis the Gemara has a machlokes Rav Shmuel on the top of Amud Beis. Yeah, Rav is on the bottom of, Rav Amar is the bottom of Amud Aleph. Rav Amar, Shmuel Amar, top line and on base, the Machlek is Rav Shmuel. And Tosis says that the whole Machlek is Rav Shmuel only makes sense if you hold like Rav Huna. Menira, that's the top Tosis on the base, the last 15 lines in Tosis. Menira, the Rav Shmuel Savika Rav Huna Deleo. So what is this? So Tosis says, well, if Rav Shmuel hold like Rav Huna, so the Meila, the Balei HaTosis think that you pass like Rav Huna. So that's what the Ramah quotes. Ramah quotes always the Balei HaTosis. So they say the din is like Rav Huna. Then the Matbeya, even if Paslosa HaMalchus is called Hezek Shena Niker. And the Mechaber passing is like Rav Yehuda, like the Ramah. Mechaber passing like Rav Yehuda, that it's only Paslosa Medina. If it's Paslosa, but it's Yotzei B'Medina Acheres. The Bnei HaMedina don't want to use it. It's rubbed out. They decided they don't want to use it. But if the government declared that it's no longer legal tender, if it would have been paslos hamalchus, so then Rav Yehuda holds that would be labeled as a hezek hanika. Yeah. So what is the machlokes Rav Shmuel? The Tosfos says the whole machlokes Rav Shmuel is working on the premise that halachik Rav Huna. What is machlokes Rav Shmuel? Very unclear. What's the case that they're talking about? Yeah, the machlokes begins the last line on the daf. So the Zayin Amin off the last line. Itma, Hamalis Chavera al Hamadbeya v'nipsalo Hamadbeya. So we're not sure what the words mean. How do you translate? Hamalva es Chavera, that I know. One person lent another person. Al Hamadbeya. What do the words mean? Al Hamadbeya. There is no such phrase in Hebrew. Hamalis Chavera al Hamadbeya. So Rashi interprets. The last two lines of Rashi. Mamas chaver shum prakmatia. I give you oranges. I'm selling you hot dogs. I'm selling you groceries, whatever. I sell you something. The understanding is you're going to pay me later. You don't have the money now. You're buying on credit. You're going to pay me later. So why is that called hamalas chaver alamadbeya? You should say hamoicha lachaver b'hakofa. He sells merchandise to somebody on credit. That's Tosis Kash. Hamoicha lachaver b'hakofa. What kind of a funny lashon? Hamalve es chavero al hamadbeya. The whole description of the case is strange. The Tosis gives a suggestion. There's a din in halvoa. That's the Chavos Das has on Yeridei. The Nesivos has safe on Yeridei. It's called Chavos Das. So the Chavos Das writes, and Rav Moshe in his Igros Moshe writes, Chavos Das is 100% right. Moshe didn't have too much money, but he understood the philosophy of money very well. He had a few tshuvas. He disagreed with Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky after the Russian Revolution, how much you have to give opinion on that. So Moshe disagreed very strongly. There was very strong truths there about money, about the philosophy of money. So the Chavis Das has this klal, says Muchach in the Gemara. When you lend something to someone else, a dentist lends the other dentist 5 ounces of silver. Or one farmer lends the other farmer 10 bushels of seed. You should be able to have what to plant in the ground. Or I lend you $100. So the Tosis says, Yoyev Zuzi Shokin. Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam Ragaloymar. Tosis in Baba Kamak, Baba Messiah, Baba Pastor, and all the three Babas. Tosis repeats it. Rabbi Natam Hari Ragaloymar. Rabbi Natam always used to say, Shagimel Dinamei. There are three dinim. If I have an employee, he did work for me, and I have to pay him steward's poiling, I have to pay Davke cash. I have no right, what today, pay by check. I have no right to say, well, I have leftover furniture here. I owe you $500 for doing the work. Here's $500 worth of broken chairs. You can use it. Broken automobile is worth $25. I gave him a whole bunch of junk. So Tosis shows from the Gemara on the other bottom. See, you can't do that. A lovun or say a snapsho, you gotta pay him money, a check, whatever is the minigam din, whatever's, let's say, specified in advance otherwise. That's a special din by Stiris Poel. Then by a mazik, how do you pay? So either you pay cash, or if you're paying karaka, you gotta give meitav, or if you want to give metaltalim, call me the meitav. And any metaltalim is considered meitav, dilam is daven hacha, is daven b'masachmina. The Gemara says in the first paragraph, you can't sell it here. It's transportable, so you move it to another city or something. And by halvoe, if I lend you money, if you have money, you have to pay back money. If you don't have money, then you can pay with any other shavikes. Why is halvoe such a special thing? If you have money, you have to pay back money. Why can't he give me karka? Why can't he stick me with his automobile or with his extra svarim that he has? He has a sefer that's not selling, so he'll give me 1,000 copies of the sefer. That'll be the piroi, $1,000 fight. So Tosis says, no, the din is if you have money, you got to pay back money. Zuzi Yoyev, Zuzi Shokin. He lent the money, says, you have to pay him back money. So that's what the Chavis Das says. Halvo is a din. Whatever you lent, that's the incorrect thing you have to give back. And he says, that's what it says in Chumash. Asashach l'achich ha-neshach kesem neshach choichol. Neshach kol davar she'yishach. Why do you say neshach kesem neshach choichol? Means if I lend you 10 pounds of potato, 10 bushels of potatoes, you mechuyev mikra din to pay me back 10 bushels of potatoes. If I lend you kesef, to give me back kesem. Neshach kol davar she'yishach. I lent you silver, 10 ounces of silver, you mechuyev to give me back 10 ounces of silver. So mikra adin, that's the chiyuv by halva. Give back the same thing. So the Gemara says, Rashi has a comment over here. Top of Amud Bey, second line. The Davki Hilveyu Prakmatya Avul Veya Mois Eshil Veya Mishalom Loi. If I lend you $1,000, American dollars, and then the Russians take over America, and they don't recognize that I lent it to you for 5 years. In those 5 years, the Russians take over America, revolution, there's no more American dollars, not recognized anymore, and they say whoever owes money has to. They give you a Russian ruble, whatever, an equation. So let's say I have the old American money, which is worthless now. So Rashi says, if you lent me $1,000 in American money, then I have the right to pay back the same money later on, even though it's worthless. Because whatever you borrowed, that's what you have to pay back. Let's say I lent you potatoes. And then by the time you give me back the potatoes, the value of potatoes went down. The value of potatoes went up. So mikra din deras, it doesn't make a difference. Went up and down, doesn't matter. I'm mechuyev to give you whatever he zuzi yoy zuzi shava. Whatever he lent him, that's what he's mechuyev to give back. And it's not called ribis on the level of the rest. It's not yosem and akaren. That is the karen. I lent you 5 bushels of potatoes, so you got to get back 5 bushels. I lent you 10 ounces of silver, so you got to get back 10 ounces of silver. So if I lent you $100 American dollars, and then the government collapses, they have a new government with a new monetary system. So Rashi and Tosis say, "Hilveu mois esh hilveu mishalom loy." Then he can pay back the same thing. So when is there machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? It's a funny case, Tosis says. I'm lending you 10 bushels of grain. And I say, pay me back, return to me 10 bushels of grain, or pay me $100, because each bushel of grain is worth $10, or pay me $100. I give you a choice. See, if I would have lent you American money, and then you're paying back American money a year later, and in the course of the year, in the interim of the year, the whole American government collapsed and there's a different monetary system, so then for sure I can give you back the money, which is not acceptable. That's the premise of all the Rishonim over here. It's the only time there's a machlokes is Rav Shmuel, this funny case in the middle. When he lent them payers and his machlokes to give back 10 bushels of grain, that's what Tosfos says, the last 2.5 lines in Tosfos. Either give me back a bushel of grain, or pay me so much money. So since this is a special arrangement that they have, so that's how it's machlokes Rav Shmuel. If it would have been a halvo of money, like Rashi says, Mois, if he would have lent the money, then everybody agrees, Zuzi Yoiv, Zuzi Shokil. There, the Tosfos said at the Chumrah, that the loiver cannot pay back in Shavu Kesef. If he borrowed cash, you have to give back cash. Now, if he borrowed bushels of potatoes, and he has bushels of potatoes now, has to pay back in bushels of potatoes. If he has the same type of thing that he borrowed, he's mechuyev to give that back. Here, Rashi and Tosfos are saying it lekula. If he borrowed cash, so he can get away with giving back the same type of cash, even after the cash is worthless. The same as the potato, same as the silver. It doesn't matter whether it went up or went down. He's paying back the exact same thing. He would talk went down. It went down drastically. So Tosfos says that this whole discussion, Rabbi Shmuel HaMachlokes, only makes sense if you hold like Rav Huna, like the first one. That even Paslosa HaMalchus, even if the government declared that it's no longer recognized as legal tender, that's still called the Hezek Sheni. Means it's still called the Matbeah. But if the din would have been, so obviously the din is like Rav Huna. If Rav Shmuel held like that, the din is like Rav Huna. But if the din would have been like Rav Yehuda, the Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda, and he still quotes Rav Shmuel. So the Rambam doesn't agree with what Tosfos said. But this is what Tosfos writes on the top of Lamed Beis, the last 15 lines on that top Tosfos. If the din would have been like Rav Yehuda, that if Paslosa HaMalchus, the government declares that it's not legal tender anymore, that would be considered as a Hezek Niker. So how can he pay him back with things that are Hezek Niker? Let's say if I borrowed 10 loaves of bread before Pesach. See, after Pesach, I bake challah all the time, I'm going to give back 10 challahs if I have, but I don't have. So I'll pay Shabbat. But if I have, I'm going to give back. So I'll give you back 10 challahs that are Chomet Shabbat Lachas. So Tosfos said, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. It's a dumb bunch, you can't do that. But over here they have a shayla. Can you pay back with the cash that's no longer legal tender? So they think that it should depend. If you hold that paslos and malchus, if it's no longer legal tender, that's called the hezek niker, then they hold the double pasha, you can't pay back. Hezek niker, how can you consider it? How can you pay back? It's not the same type of money that he lent you. But if you hold like Rav Huna, and even paslos and malchus, they still consider the hezek shein and niker, still consider Hezek Sheni Niker. Then Tosfos says, there's room to have a whole discussion. And maybe you can pay back the coins that are no longer Yotze B'Hoytzo. This is a wild dinim. It's a pillar plot. It's hard to understand. Why should it then be so? Shulchan Aruch says, if you borrowed $100 from the guy, and then the whole government collapsed, and the $100, that type of money is no longer accepted as money. But since Zuzi Shokel, you pay back the same type of thing that you borrowed.
Once upon a time, a coin was worth $12 million.
Yeah. Right, that was a major change. Right.
Right.
Yeah, the concept of money, the institution of money changed drastically over the years. Yeah, it's not at all what it used to be.
So why can't the law just say to the mob it's not just a day, but if you're a bad master, it's going to see this. I can see another circumstance.
Let's say, Zuzi Yoyv Zuzi Shokol. I lent you 10 bushels of potatoes. You can't give me back 10 bushels of tomatoes. You have to give me back 10 bushels of potatoes. So if I lend you money, you have to pay back money. I understand that. So that we usually say the Chumra. Zuzi Yoyv Zuzi Shokol. The Loiva cannot pay him Shavu Kesef if he has Kesef. So he was saying it Lahoka. If he borrowed cash and was Paslosa Hamalchus, the government doesn't recognize it any longer as legal tender. So he can still get away by giving back. That's what Tais says, what do you mean? But if it's not called a matbeya, if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that it's called a hezek niker, it paslos amalchus. So that's like borrowing 10 bushels of potatoes and giving them back 10 bushels of rotten potatoes, and giving back 10 bushels of tomatoes. It's a totally different thing. If you hold like Rav Yehuda, the paslos amalchus is not called a matbeya, it's called a hezek niker. But that's not called giving back the same thing. The Ogmar is working on the premise like Rav Huna, like Rav Huna, that is called the Hezek Shena Nika. So it's considered I borrowed my coins and I'm giving back coins. I don't see why it should be told me that. The Rambam Pasna is not told that. The Rambam Pasna like Rav Yehuda, that Paslos and Malchus is considered Hezek Nika. So what should be the problem of paslos and malchus? Why should it be? So what's the hepsid? I mean, it's going to cost the money to melt it down. It's going to cost the money. Right now, in the present form, it's not recognized as a legal tender. It still has the intrinsic value. Yeah. The government stamp just meant that it has that value of silver. The government is approving that it has that value of silver. But it has the value anyway, it has the intrinsic value. Yeah. Moshe has on the next daf. It's a lot of Gemaras here. You gotta figure out about what's the definition of money. Al-Pidin, whatever is money, we ignore the intrinsic value. We only recognize the value that the government declares that it has. We ignore the fact that intrinsically has more value, less value. We ignore all that. It's a hard Gemara. Well, the Gemara is hard. This Gemara is harder than most. Okay, I got to stop here. We left off in the middle of everything. Next week I will not say shiur. Okay, so we have over 10 plot to go to the end. I have to make tashlumas now.